For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, the Houston Chronicle came out with another story that indicated a computer error had missed 400 to 600 more Harris County inmates that were sleeping on the floor. In that regard, I got the chance to speak to two young men, aged 20 and 21, busted on misdemeanor charges who were hauled down to the Harris County Jail. The Texas Commission on Jail Standards found the jail in non-compliance last June, estimating that overcrowding had left nearly 1,300 inmates sleeping on mattresses on the floor. Actually, the number sleeping on mattresses at the time of the report was closer to 1,700 to 1,900, so said Terry Julian, executive director of the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. But according to my interview of these two young gentlemen, that is not correct at all.
As far as that goes, there's no mattress or anything of that sort at all. I mean, it's just sleeping on straight concrete. I mean, there's no pillows, there's no blankets, there's nothing. And using toilet paper rolls as a pillow, taking off your shoe, using it as a pillow, filling up a sandwich bag that you got your sandwich in, you fill it up with water from the back of the toilet to drink.
This is the other young gentleman busted for a misdemeanor charge and hauled to jail. What kind of food did they give you?
They gave me a bologna sandwich and some peanut butter and jelly cracker sandwiches.
And again, sir, were there people sleeping on mattresses on the floor, or were there even in mattresses there?
There were no mattresses. There was no place to sleep except the floor that had blood on it, feces, everything, urine, and vomit from all the alcoholics. And it was just a very dehumanizing process for me.
Houston already leads the world in the incarceration rate of its own people. But once again, according to the Chronicle, quote, the county will be able to open up more space for the burgeoning jail population, which a state official said is growing at a rate of 100 per month. All right, once again to misdemeanor arrestee number two. I want to ask, do they have separate facilities for you younger folks there on misdemeanors?
There is no boundary of what misdemeanor or what felony you committed. You're all in the same tank. And I was stuck in there with murderers and rapists, and it was just scary, you know?
But it is because of our policy that these children are taught to suffer and learn. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be defense attorney and author of the new book, Busted, Mr. Chris Fabricant. How high the tally, Warden? 2.2 million and rising. Wake up. Well, you can't blame me for trying, can you? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.